What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore. My co-host, Kathy.
Hi.
Who's always with me, correct?
Yes.
Except you're going on a trip, so I guess we'll have to be apart for one night, I guess. But anyway, Kathy is always on the show as my co-host. We don't do it without each other, and we always have, correct?
Yes.
I hope I could do a good job without you. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to talk about why do I need an agent, okay? So I'm going to go through some different companies here in the country. And also, we're going to talk about whether they have agents or not. And, of course, we know we're a pro agent. We believe that you need to have an insurance agent, a trusted advisor, counsel that you know, and that has your best interest out for you.
You also have to make sure that they're a licensed agent, too. That's important.
Well, you can't be a licensed agent unless you are licensed.
I know, but some people can say that they're an agent, but they have to be licensed.
Okay, so what Kathy's getting at is I have purchased businesses in the past. And we've run into people that didn't license their employees.
Correct.
All of our people that work for us are licensed insurance agents. So I'm going to give a little spiel here that maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. I think Obamacare was a disaster. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. There's probably out there some out there that likes Obamacare. I think they really dropped the ball because they totally cut out an agent out of the equation. We had, and I don't, this was up front, we do not do health insurance, Moore Insurance or Mountain Insurance. I never wanted to do it. It never interests me. It's very. I would think that people probably enjoy doing more of their home and auto insurance and health insurance. It's a pain to deal with. We never have done it. We refer that out to a friendly competitor. So Obamacare, they took it over, which I saw that coming. This is going back to my days, even Appalachian State when I was in college. I always thought it would be some sort of government takeover of the health insurance. So as they roll it out, it sounds good, but there wasn't anybody there to clean up the mess because they didn't have agents to be able to help you. And what they had was they had navigators. And the navigators, I believe, were not even licensed. They didn't know anything about insurance, and they were completely not able to help in any scope of the matter as far as the agent could. I have one customer, one employee works with us, did do some health insurance on the side, and he said he felt like it was competing against the government just to be able to do his health insurance business. And so I think the equation was that made it unsuccessful, among other things, was having no agent there to help you. And I think it could have been done very differently if it would have involved having agents. We had the speaker at the house at the time said that, you know, if you want to just go, the health insurance agents could just go out and sell car insurance. Well, that was pretty ignorant because it's a completely different line of business. I mean, if you're I don't know, what's an example, Kathy? I mean, if you're doing one thing to another, it's not the same, is it?
No.
Being health insurance, life and health, is not the same as being a property and casualty agent. Different license, different thing. So I'm going to go through the top companies here in the country. What's the largest company you think is going to be in the country, Kathy, the largest insurance carrier? State Farm. So they have 9% of the market share in the country. So they're a massive organization. What do they have? They have agents. So that's one company that does use agents as part of their delivery system. Number two in the country is Berkshire Hathaway. Who is that, Kathy?
Geico.
Who owns Geico? You know? Mm-hmm. Warren Buffett. Mm-hmm. So they are the number two company in the country when it comes to market share. They generally do not use agents, correct? I mean, you call up the lizard and he gives you
But we have Berkshire Hathaway as one of our carriers that we have.
I'm going to go through this list here, the top 10. We actually do business with at least 10 of the top companies here in the country. Obviously, State Farm is a direct rider. They have their own agents. They have their own employees that run the State Farm agency.
Exclusive.
Their exclusive agency. Berkshire Hathaway is Geico. Also, they also do business direct or actually through agents when it comes to, we have some trucking accounts through Berkshire Hathaway. The third largest company in the country is Progressive. Do they use agents, Kathy?
They have independents, but they also have their own, which are, I don't know if they're licensed or not. I would assume not.
Well, yeah, if they're owned, they're definitely licensed. But there's some guy sitting in a, or lady sitting in a cubicle somewhere in Ohio, probably. They're not in your local community. And I do believe that at one time I understood them to say that 80% of their business came from agents versus being a somebody over the phone. I think that trend may be changing some where people are doing more direct, you know, but I don't think it's in your best interest to do so. Number four is Liberty Mutual. Do we have them, Kathy?
We do, which is Safeco as well.
Yes. So what you'll find out is that there's a conglomeration or a consolidation of companies out there where you're seeing a lot of the bigger companies are buying the smaller regional companies. And what Kathy's referring to is Safeco is now owned by Liberty Mutual. And Safeco is marketed through independent agencies like what we are. So we do business with them as well. So they're 5%. Okay, number five in the country is Allstate. Do they have agents?
Yes.
They also go direct, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They have exclusives as well.
Yeah, and they're,
and we have them as well.
Yes.
They're independent.
And their model is going to be phasing out doing business with independents, and we're going to be given a new brand called Nat Gen, and
it's a division of Allstate.
It's a division of Allstate. I'm not very excited about it. I don't know, because they're trending away from going to agents. They're wanting to be more of a direct company. I guess we're looking across the aisle, maybe other competitors like a Progressive or Geico. I do not think that. I don't think it's going to be as successful as having an agency, especially considering number one company in the country does use agents. So I think that's a good thing. Number six on the list is Travelers. So tell us about Travelers, Kathy.
We have them as well.
Okay. And they also go direct too, so they have multiple channels to be able to buy insurance from. Number seven, and surprised me, is Chubb. Number seven in the country in market share, which I was surprised that they do.
Higher-end houses, high-value houses.
Yeah, and you've written this with them too, haven't you, Kathy?
Yes.
Okay. Number eight is USAA. They have 3% of the market share in the country. Mm-hmm. Tell us about USAA, Kathy. What do they do?
Usually they're for the military.
All military or families of.
Family of, yeah.
So if I wanted to and I wanted to get USAA, I can get that because my dad was in the Navy. So that's a company that exclusively caters to military families, number three in the country. Number nine is Farmers. Mm-hmm. So tell us about Farmers, Kathy.
We used to have Farmers.
And what happened to our Farmers contract?
We went through MGA to get to them, but they started doing business differently.
It was like oil and water. Mm-hmm. So they totally, I guess, bombed with us, and we had to roll over Farmers business somewhere else. Who else does Farmers own?
Foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And we have them still. They specialize in mobile homes.
We have a lot of mobile homes insured with Foremost.
Mm-hmm. Our modular homes.
They do a good job.
Manufacturer homes, yes.
Number 10 is Nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
So out of the top 10 carriers in the country, we have some sort of relationship or deal relationship with I'm going to say that we have Berkshire Hathaway, Progressive, Liberty, Allstate, Travelers, Chubb, Farmers, three Foremost, and then Nationwide. So we're actually...
And we have Nationwide too, yeah.
We actually are doing business with 80%
of all those
companies. Of the top carriers in
and
the country.
And we have a lot more carriers than that, so...
Yes.
That's what's nice about having an independent agent is that you represent many different carriers, and we can actually look at these different options for our customers, as opposed to you only have one option, and like an exclusive agent has, they only have that mark, only that, you know, that care only, and that's all they can do. Versus us, we can actually look at different options for each person individually, and see which works best for you.
And we have a comparative rater, but you can put your information, mm-hmm. we can put your information in.
Yes.
And it will give us proposals from several of these top companies. Mm-hmm. Kathy, give me. I guess we're actually almost a stopping point here. But we're going to talk some more after the break about why we feel you should have an agent and why it's in your best interest to do business with an agent that you trust and that you know. After the break, we'll be back. And my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore, here on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore, and I want to let you know where we are located. We have five locations. Three of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. We have one in Blairsville, Georgia, which is right across from Home Depot and next to the post office in Blairsville. Right there in the South State Bank building. We're actually in the building on a separate wing of the bank from the bank, but we're not part of the bank. And you can come by there and see us in Blairsville for all your insurance needs there in Blairsville. Our second location is called, it's actually located in Hiawassee, Georgia, on Main Street, 150 South Main Street, Suite C, there at Town Trace, Trace Building. It's a red brick building next to the hospital. You can come by and see us there for your insurance needs there in Hiawassee. Lastly, our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is in Hayesville, North Carolina, right on Highway 64, which is 157 Highway 64 West in Hayesville. You can come by and see us there. We're next to the United Community Bank there. And come by and see us there for your insurance needs in Hayesville. Our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also on Highway 64, right past Arby's on the left there. You can come by and see us in Murphy. And lastly, is our location is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge. We're right between United Community Bank and the Burger King. Come by and see us there and check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. And of course, you can check us out on Facebook.
All righty. So today we're talking about, why do you need an agent? What value does an agent bring to the table? And we just went through, before the break, the 10 largest insurance carriers in the country, the largest being State Farm that does use agents. The other nine either don't use agents or they do a combination of using agents and not using agents. So there's different, they call channels of delivery of business that you can have if you're an insurance company. Kathy, tell me why, give me a reason why does somebody need an insurance agent?
Well, I think it's a valuable resource to you because they can explain things to you about policies or procedures or billing or claims. There's a lot of different things that we handle on a daily basis for customers that have questions.
I had a huge win years ago. I had a commercial building insured, and the customer came out one day and his tractor was gone. And he's like, well, I wish I had it insured. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Let me talk about this tractor. How do you use it? You use it just here on the property, right? Yeah, I use it here at the property. Do you use it anywhere else? No. And I knew the policy form that we had that reads that anything that's used to maintain the building is considered part of the building coverage. I got that guy a $20,000 tractor paid for, and not only was it paid for, but it was a replacement cost because the building was under a replacement cost option. And so he loved me. If that had happened over the phone, that would never happened. And it was because I knew about that from being a risk management insurance major and being a student of insurance. And I think a lot of agents, they go, I mean, if you're dealing with somebody that's an agency or somebody they're licensed, they're experienced, I don't know what you're getting when you call up an 800 number. And sometimes when we have one carrier, let's talk about some of the carriers. I'm not going to name them out. But is bigger better, Kathy?
Not always, no.
We have a lot more success with our super regional companies, don't we?
Well, that's because from our perspective, we have underwriters that we actually can call and have a relationship with and can discuss things with them, as opposed to some of the bigger operations, you're calling a number and you never talk to the same person. You never get a relationship with their underwriters because you can't get up with them. You have to send a a chat, or you have to send something through, and it can be very difficult to explain the risks to them because they're not there. They don't know, and we're trying to do business that way.
So on this list of these 10 major companies, tell me about, I won't name names here, but there's one on the list here. Can you really talk to a real person there?
No.
And you said it a minute ago, how do you communicate with them?
Different ways, chatting, or you have to call away 1-800 number, and you have to go through many hoops to get anywhere with them. And they don't always, it's not ease of doing business.
So when you say chat, what does that mean?
We have to go online and chat with them.
And who are you chatting with?
Underwriter, I guess.
Do we know?
We don't know who they are.
What happens one day when it's AI?
I don't know.
You know, we talk about artificial intelligence coming into play.
Yeah, that's becoming more.
So your reason was to have an agent is to explain coverages, and that's what we try to do on this show. Also, we know the area here better than somebody else. How many times have we seen an out-of-state agent misclassify a property in the wrong protection class?
Many times.
Why is that?
Because they don't know the protection classes. They don't know where things are located here. You know, we have the mountains or the lake or what have you. They have no concept a lot of times, unless they've been here and they can't go and inspect the house. They can't go see where this, you know, put their eyes on it.
We are part of your local community here.
Yes.
And it's not just me and Kathy. There's a lot of good agents around here. We're here to be the show is pro agent. You know, we believe to find somebody that you really trust and knows what they're doing, and that will be a good resource for you to have a relationship with a person. Is that what's happening in today's society, Kathy?
No.
No. I mean, especially with younger people, they're on their phone texting all the time. But I don't know if you ever take the human element out of this and be successful, because things are going to get missed.
Right.
When you go up and you do it yourself, you're not going to understand what you're buying. We had a conversation just a couple of days ago about, you know, affluent customer came in and they wanted the home, they wanted the umbrella, they wanted the auto, they wanted all the things, but they wanted to exclude uninsured motors.
Right.
What are some of the biggest claims that we have?
Uninsured motors.
Why is that?
Hit and runs, or they don't have enough insurance that you're involved in an accident. They don't have enough insurance, then your policy has to pay on your behalf.
So let's say I'm somebody that's in their 70s, and I've got Medicare, and I'm, you know, I've got a nice retirement. Why do I need uninsured motors? Why? I mean, I don't want to pay for uninsured drivers. That's what I'm going to say. Why do we want to pay? Why do they need it, Kathy?
Because it's not for them. It's for you.
Yeah. I wish it said protection from uninsured drivers.
Yeah.
Now, somebody could say, well, you know, hey, I get an accident. I've got my health insurance. I'm on Medicare.
Right.
But you've waived all your rights of the sorts, because if you go after somebody or somebody that, you know, you have a legal situation, they have no assets, they have no insurance, then you're not going to be able to collect anything. So, and that will be all. I think your Medicare is just going to pay for your medical bills. There might be other things that's not covered. Like, you know, maybe you feel like you had pain and suffering, or you had other things going on that you know, they would have been liable. It kind of flips liability on its head. And I don't know exactly how they do that. I mean, I know the medical bills will be paid, but there'd be other things that wouldn't be, like your deductibles, and it will not put you back wholly just having a health insurance claim. You know, driving back and forth to the doctor, you know, things you have to go through, lost time off work. I don't think that's going to be covered. But I think the uninsured motorist at least gives you some sort of extra money there that you may not have otherwise if you had a situation. What I think about when it comes to uninsured motorist is, yeah, the people that have the car, well, they've got insurance, they've got health insurance. But what about somebody?
What if they don't, though?
Well, they may not. But most people over 65 have Medicare, so they got their health insurance. But what about when you're driving your 10-year-old grandson or granddaughter in the car? Did they have insurance? What about your friends that you're driving in the car? You don't know who might be in your vehicle, and we do have some big claims on that. So that would be just maybe one example about why an agent could help maybe explain that to you a little better. What do you want to say, Kathy? Okay, so I thought Kathy had something to say.
But no, I didn't have something to say. I was listening to you.
Okay. Well, I'll listen to what you have to say. So what's another reason to have an agent, Kathy?
I think it's very important when you have a claim. We typically don't get involved very much unless there's a problem with a claim. And we do have issues where, like, the claims adjuster is trying to do their part and they're trying to get up with the customer and, you know, they're busy as well. And a lot of times we have to get involved to help out with that customer, to help them get through that process. And I think that's important that we're there for people when there's something bad happens.
If things go great, we don't have to get involved.
No. But, and majority of the time, that's the case. But we notoriously will have some issues sometimes, maybe miscommunication, or maybe just they haven't received all the information, and then we can actually help take that and scan it or send it or fax it or email it to the, who it needs to go to help them through that process.
Yeah. So your agent is there for you.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that if you're doing it your own, you're dealing with somebody probably in a cubicle somewhere. And, you know, we're here part of the community. Their agents are as well, and we're ready to help you. And I think that you're better off doing business with an agent because of several reasons. But I think that's they know the area. They know you, and the relationship is important. It's a shame that technology and advertising has taken the relationship aspect away from agents and customers. So this is Mark and Kathy Moore on WGRP Talk of the Mountains, and we'll be back next week to talk about insurance.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.